From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. We've heard from the pundits, the pollsters,
the candidates, their spin doctors.
Finally, tonight, the people who really count, actual voters. Coming up, how Iowa puts on a caucus.
First, though, the price of oil again rose to $100 a barrel today. Prices that high could mean we've entered not a brave new world, but a dreaded one.
Here with us is Tim Taylor. He's managing editor of the Journal of Economic Perspective. Tim, welcome back to Day to Day. And how much do you dread $100 a barrel oil?
Well, it certainly is a big and scary number. But one of the things I remember is that actually we've been here before, because $100 a barrel oil adjusted for inflation is almost exactly what it was in early 1980. So it's not completely outside our experience.
Let's remember early 1980 when we were seeing very expensive oil and we had huge gas lines and things were looking pretty grim. Is that what we're looking for again? I mean, we finally hit that level of spending for
energy? Yeah, it certainly is something that makes you worry, but we're actually in quite a different economy now for a variety of different reasons. The economy was weak throughout a lot of the 1970s. Remember, there had been giant recessions and double-digit inflation and double-digit unemployment, and so the weight of the higher oil prices came on top of all that, and now the economy is comparatively healthy. That makes a big difference.
So I remember, it wasn't very long ago, was it, that oil hit $50 a barrel? I mean, that was within the last, couple of years?
Yeah, well, I think the previous peak was in late 99.
Don't you recall pretty grim predictions back then of this oil is even $50 a barrel? It's going to be bad, and there could be a recession and all these kinds. What happened to those predictions?
Well, it's an interesting thing about oil prices and recession. It's clear that there seems to be some connection. There were high oil price spikes in the 1970s a couple of times, and recessions came soon after. The first Iraq war in the early 90s, there was an oil price spike, and a recession came soon after. There was the oil price spike you just mentioned in 1999, and a recession came in 2001. And so there's certainly reason to think that oil price spikes aren't good news for the economy. But the estimates I see from nonpartisan experts like the Congressional Budget Office suggest that oil price spikes like we're seeing now maybe take about 0.5% a year off the economy's overall rate of growth. And 0.5% a year is quite a bit when you're talking about a $13 trillion economy, but it's not enough to all by itself to move the economy into a recession.
But say symbolically, doesn't $100 a barrel oil mean something? Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe we've all just adjusted. I don't know.
Well, I think that we've all adjusted in certain ways. I mean, I thought $3 a gallon gasoline was a symbolic thing that would jolt everyone sideways. But people seem to be going out there and driving much the same as they did before.
Economic Perspective from Tim Taylor. He's managing editor of the Journal of Economic Perspectives. Tim, thank you.
Sure.
Well, high oil prices aren't grim for everyone. Take Steve Jordan. He owns an oil company, and one of his wells, it's a gas well, is in his front yard in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Welcome to the program, Steve.
It's a pleasure to be here.
In your front yard?
In the front yard.
Right there. Well,
how
did you get the idea that you wanted to drill for gas in your front yard?
Well, several years ago, an oil company came and shot the whole area, sort of like a 3 or 4 mile square radius, for three-dimensional seismic. And the property part of that seismic sheet was where my house was situated.
So how far down did you drill?
We drilled around 9,000 feet, although I had to drill this well about 2,600 feet at a 31-degree angle from the location of my house, underneath a river, and then bottom the well across the river on somebody else's property.
And are you now producing natural gas?
We are. The well, unfortunately, has pretty much depleted. It's after a year, it's on sort of its last leg, but it's still producing marginally. It's making about 200 MCF a day of natural gas, and about 6 or 7 barrels a day of condensate, or that's a real high gravity oil.
And so are you making money off this deal?
We're making some money. The well paid out after about a year. You know, we drilled the well 2 years ago, and it paid out after about a year. And so the last 3 or 4 months has been the profit that we are going to reap out of the investment. We would have made more, of course, if there had been more reserves. But again, you know, we're drilling in a depleted field that's been produced since the 1930s, and that's what a lot of these wells in the United States are now. You're drilling in a depleted area, and the wells don't last long if you're lucky enough to hit a well.
So do you consider yourself a wildcatter?
Yes, I do. In fact, I'm drilling a wildcat well right now that a lot of people said couldn't be drilled.
Where is that?
It's located in Orange, Texas, but I'm going to drill in under the Sabine River and drill it at a 61-degree angle, drill it underneath the Sabine River into Louisiana. Then I'm going to whipstock it back into Texas and bottom it in Texas. So that's a real wildcat well with probably maybe 1 in 10 chances that you'll hit a well. But if you do, it could be a very big discovery. And again, a guy like me, that's what we're after, is to hit the one big well that's what we call like a company maker.
And how do you feel about oil hitting $100 a barrel?
Well, I'm not surprised whatsoever with the energy policy that this country has, which is like a train wreck. I'm just surprised it's not higher, to be honest with you.
What do you mean, the reliance on foreign oil? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, just their whole energy policy and just everything. Just go down a list of 20 things, and it's just inevitable that you would get to this point where you're at $100 oil and probably will go higher.
Is it good for you, though, for business?
When I hit wells, it's good. And again, operating in a area that's a marginal production, if you didn't have these high prices, it wouldn't make these drilling prospects feasible.
Steve Jordan is the president of Jordan Oil Company. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.